弟兄姊妹们好。
Greetings to brothers and sisters.
或是我们先有一点祷告。
Maybe we'll start with a prayer.
主耶稣，我们的心感谢你。
Lord Jesus, our hearts, thank you.
我们把下午的时间恭敬地仰望在主的手中。
We respectfully commit this afternoon's time unto the hands of our Lord.
你是唯一可配得称颂的主。
You are the only one who's worthy of all praises.
虽然我们是这样的软弱。
Even though we are weak.
但是你是刚强的。
Yet you are the strong one.
我们这样的卑微。
We are as lowly as we are.
但是你拣选了我们。
Yet you have chosen us.
我们的心赞美你。
Our hearts praise you.
我们是属于你的。
We belong to you.
你也是属于我们的。
And you belong to us.
我们实在赞美你。
We truly thank you.
愿你的同在满溢在这里。
May your presence be overflowing here.
对我们每一个人的心说话。
Speak to each one of our hearts.
愿我们在地上的年日。
May the days of our lives on earth.
是为着见证你自己
，is for testifying for you，
为着你荣耀的心意活在地上
，it's for your glorious heart and will that we live on this earth。
主耶稣，我们的心赞美你
，Lord Jesus， our hearts praise you。
这样祷告感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We praise you and thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray.
Amen.我是一位姊妹哈，本不应该站在这里那个交通。
I am a sister and originally I should not be here sharing.
应该是蒙头的。
And we should stand under the covering.
但是弟兄们要求这样的交通，所以我只好不得已哈学顺服。
And yet, by the request of our brothers, I have to learn the lessons of obedience.
所以请弟兄姊妹也为我祷告。
And so I ask brothers and sisters to pray for me.
巴不得所说的是出于主的。
May all that is spoken is from the Lord.
那个这次 Eric 弟兄给我们的那个见证的方向哈。
So this time, Brother Eric has given us a direction for the sharing.
是怎么样子教养儿女，并且使他们走在主的道路中。
And it's how to teach our children and so that they could walk in the way of the Lord.
其实我真的是只有一句话，就是主的恩典。都是主的怜悯。
Actually, I only have one thing to say. That is, it's all the grace of the Lord and it's the mercy of the Lord.
我常常觉得自己，我们都是糊里糊涂就做了父母。
Oftentimes, I feel that we somehow don't know how and we just became parents.
我们也不会，也不知道怎么样子教养儿女。
And we didn't know how to teach our children.
至于走在这个路上，我们更是糊里糊涂就被主引领走在这个路上。
As in regard to walking in this way of the Lord, and somehow we're just led by the Lord, and we walked on this way.
但是感谢神哈，他实在是恩典的神。
And thank God because He is a God of grace.
当我们有一点点爱主的心
，when we have a little bit of love for the Lord.
有一点关心神的教会
，that we show a little concern or care towards the church of God，
他就来照顾念我们的家
，then he takes care of our family，
来祝福我们的家
，and bless our family。
这实在是，不是我们所配得、所应该配得的。
And this truly is not something that we deserve or worthy of。
好像我们只给主那么一点点，他就好像上尖下流的、连摇带按的把祝福赐给我们。
Just we just have given the Lord a little bit, yet He is pouring down and overflowing with His blessings.
真是都是主的恩典。
It's all by the grace of the Lord.
不是我们所能做的。
It's not something that we can do.
那容许我介绍一下我们的家庭。
So allow me to introduce you our family.
孙弟兄和我 结婚43年半。
So brother son and I have been married for 43.5 years.
我们有两个儿子。
We have 2 sons.
大儿子 Joe.
Your older son is Joe.
就是昨天交通的。还有媳妇 Carrie.
And then my daughter-in-law Carrie, they shared yesterday afternoon.
他们住在纽约，有两个女儿。
They live in New York and they have 2 daughters.
他们在 Manhattan, 聚会侍奉。
And they live in Manhattan and they serve there, serve the Lord there.
那小儿子 Ben.
And I have a younger son, Ben.
媳妇 Joanna.
My daughter-in-law, Joanna.
他们有一个儿子一个女儿。
They have a son and a daughter.
他们是住在西雅图，离我们很近。
They live in Seattle, very close to us.
就跟我们一起在一起聚会侍奉。
And they go to the same church and we serve the Lord together in the same place.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这实在是他的恩典。
This is truly His grace.
我记得当我跟孙弟兄结婚的时候，一起祷告的时候。
I remember when I first got married to Brother Sun, as we prayed together.
主就把一个心愿放在我们的心中。
The Lord has placed a desire into our hearts.
就是约书亚的那个心志。
And that is the heart of Joshua.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
所以每当我们家里好像发生事情，有重大的决定，或是孩子们的那个决定的时候。
So every time when there is something great happen in our family, major happen in our family, or a great decision needs to be made, or something happened that needs to decide, we need to decide for our children.
我们在主面前祷告。
We pray before the Lord.
我们就好像再一次的把这个心愿陈明在主的面前。
It seems that we will again lay out our desire before the Lord.
就是至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
That is, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
那当我在思想的时候
，When I ponder about this.
这些年养育孩子的过程中
，In the process of raising our children，
我觉得有几件事是比较蒙恩的，想和弟兄姊妹交通一下。
There are a few things that I felt that how we were greatly blessed and experienced the grace of our Lord that I want to share with you。
第一点啊，就是教会的生活。
The first thing is the church life。
就是也可以说聚会生活。
Or we talk about how we gather in church.
那在我们家中哈，就是聚会呢，就是 first priority.
In our house, going to church meetings is the first priority.
就是必须要就是最优先的。
It has to be at the top of all our priorities.
因为我们觉得。我们爱主，侍奉主，好像爱教会，最基本的表现呢，就是要好好的聚会。
Because we feel that to love the Lord, to serve the Lord, the most important thing we need to show is that is to go to the attend the meetings.
不仅仅哈不要迟到，而且我们都要早到。
Not only we will not be late, we have to be there very early.
这是对主的一个尊重。
This is showing respect for the Lord.
所以我们家呢，在这个孙弟兄这个爸爸的带领下哈，就养成了很好的聚会的习惯。
So our family, under the guidance of the father, brother, son, we have kept a very good habit in going to meetings.
或许这些在他们孩子长大走主道路上面哈，希望是对他们有一些的影响。
So upon raising the kids as they grow up walking in the way of the Lord, and hopefully this would have a positive influence.
记得他们高中左右啊，那个时候学校若是有什么活动，他们好像想要skip 哈，就是礼拜五啊聚会这样子 skip。那可是后来他们就知道说哦，这是 不好的，还是要去聚会。
So during their high school years, sometimes Friday nights they would have some activities and they wanted to maybe go there, and then they would find out eventually that it is something that's not good, and they would eventually not.
所以他们慢慢的知道，所有和聚会冲突的话，他们就要放下来，以聚会为优先。
They would realize whenever there is a conflict with the church meetings, and they would put the priority upon the church meetings.
所以那个就昨天也交通，他读 Berkeley 的时候。
And Joe's sharing yesterday about when he was studying at Berkeley.
他那个礼拜五他已经习惯了去参加 Bible study.
So he's used to going to Bible studies on Friday nights.
所以他就有弟兄给他 write， 他就坚持就到这个旧金山来聚会。
So when he found the rights to go to San Francisco, then he would insist on attending the Bible study in San Francisco.
那个时候他很小，才十七、十八岁。
At that time, he was only 17 or 18 years old.
那个 Berkeley 又很 liberal 的。
And Berkeley is a very liberal place.
哦，我们真是很担心啊。
We were quite worried.
我们不能做什么，就天天为他祷告。
We could not do anything, but we would pray for him daily.
感谢主啊，他那个经过这个这些情况啊，他仍然坚持着去聚会。
Thank the Lord, even though he went through these situations, but he and held on to his habit of going to the meetings.
那个第一年，他住在学校里头，整层楼是男生女生就是混住的。
The first year he had to stay in the dormitories, and it's mixed. There's and male boys and girls that all live in the same floor.
他们平常 weekday 都很忙读书啊，很拼命用功。到了礼拜五呢，就同学们都很放纵，都去喝酒啊，去玩乐。
So during the week they would work and study really hard, and then on the weekends, Friday nights, they would all relax and take a break and try would drink alcohol.
所以这一层楼呢，就他一个就是去聚会。
And on this whole floor, and he's the only one who would go to church.
他们同学们知道他是基督徒，所以那些做不好的事情呢，都不找他。
So his friends knew that he was the Christian, so when they were going to do something bad, they would not tell him or they would not invite him.
所以感谢主哈，主就亲自把他分别为圣出来。
So truly thank the Lord, the Lord has set him apart.
也感谢主那个让他进入旧金山这边神的家庭里面。
And thank the Lord that he was able to join the house of God in San Francisco.
然后弟兄姊妹啊，照顾他，爱护他，并且也给他服侍的机会。
And the brothers and sisters all shown their love and care towards him and give him chance to serve.
后来他结婚以后，跟 Carrie 结婚以后，又到旧金山来。
So later on, after he got married, he and Carrie returned to San Francisco.
那个时候我孙弟兄和我非常的担心，我们想这下子他们离开了哈，那个。不知道会去哪里聚会。
And so at that time, Brother Sun and I were both very worried, and they are leaving. We don't know where they would be going to church, attending church.
因为我们知道 Joe 很爱 Carrie， 他觉得 Carrie 很不容易，在这个大部分是中国人的弟兄姊妹当中，又要听那个翻译这样子。
And because we know that Joe loves Carrie a lot, and know that how hard it is for Carrie in such an environment, most of you are Chinese, and she had to listen to translation and all that.
感谢主啊，那个
Carrie
还是坚持选择了来那个去 San Bruno 聚会。
And thank the Lord that Carrie had chosen to meet in San Bruno in House of God.
我们真是满心的敬拜主。
And we truly give all our worship to our Lord.
那我相信那个 还有一点聚会，就是西岸特会。
And there's one more about the meetings, that is the WCCC West Coast Christian Conference.
我觉得这30年来他们一直不停地参加这个聚会。
I felt that for the past 30 years, we continuously attended this conference.
对神的心意，对神永远的旨意，更多地明白。
And so they gain a good understanding of God's heart and God's eternal purpose.
不要说他们，我自己我都，就是在这个聚会里头蒙恩了很多。Not
only them, for me myself, I have gained much from these conferences.
那个一点一点的被主开启。A
little by little, the Lord has revealed Himself to me.
那我再交通第二点哈，就是祷告的生活。The
second point I want to share with you is the prayer life.
我们真的是常常为他们祷告。We
truly pray for them very often.
在他们小的时候，我就天天的陪他们，在睡觉前陪他们祷告。When
they were young, every day before they go to bed, I would pray with them.
我相信很多做父母的也都是这样子做。I
believe a lot of parents would do the same.
我喜欢跟他们谈一谈。 多了解一下他们。
And I like to have a little chit chat with them and try to understand them more.
所以，在谈话中呢，我们就比较了解他们怎么想的。So
in our conversations, I would gain more understanding of what their thoughts are.
所以当他们长大以后呢，就跟我们的交通是没有间隔，就是很有交通的这个通道。
And so when they grow up, they would not have, do not feel any obstacle in communicating with us, that we have this open channel of communication.
像好像朋友一样这样子谈话。Just
like friends, we talked as friends.
那有的时候，那个，知道他们的情形呢，就可以，适时的就帮助他们，或者引导他们，或是他们难过的时候呢，就可以安慰他们。And
so once we understand what's going on, then we can more practically help them, provide advice or provide help.
那个，Joe那么小就离开家哈，读大学。Joe
left home quite early, and when he was very young, to college.
他那个时候也非常孤单。
And he was very lonely.
常常打电话，几乎天天都打电话回来跟我谈话。He
would often call home and almost on a daily basis.
周末甚至一谈就要谈一两个钟头。On
the weekends, he would talk to me for 1 or 2 hours.
那个什么事情就都跟我交通。And
he would share with me about everything.
现在呢？ 虽然他40多岁了，他还每一个礼拜固定一天跟我们打电话。So
now, even though he's in his 40s, he would consistently call me once a week.
他说他怕忘记，所以他就定一个时间，就是礼拜四祷告聚会完，他就给我们打电话。He
said he's afraid that he might forget, so he set up a time at the same time every week, every Thursday after prayer meeting, he would call me.
所以也鼓励年轻的弟兄姊妹们不要忘了给父母打电话。So
I encourage the younger brothers and sisters, do not forget to call your parents.
那个，有一次哈，我再讲一次。 再讲一个Joe的那个小故事。And
now, there's one time this happened, the story about Joe, a small story.
我记得他大概初中、高中的时候，就喜欢戴那个baseball的帽子。I
remember when he was either in junior high or high school, he really liked to wear a cap.
他可能觉得戴帽子很酷。Maybe
he felt it's cool to wear a cap.
后来他觉得这有个好处，他也不要梳头，就这么一戴。
And because maybe later he found out there's a benefit to wearing caps because he doesn't need to take care of his hairstyle.
所以可能旧金山的弟兄姊妹还有印象，他那个时候来的时候都经常戴一个那个 那个 baseball 的帽子。
Maybe the brothers and sisters in San Francisco would still recall from that period of time he would often wear a cap.
我们那个时候就说，就想说怎么样子，那个让他聚，就是不要老是戴帽子啊。
So at that time we were trying to think what's a way to prevent him from always wearing a cap.
我有一次就跟他读这个。哥林多前书十一章哈。
So one time, I was reading with him 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
我说，凡男人祷告或讲道的时候哈，若是蒙着头哈，就羞辱自己的头。
And so for men, when they are preaching or praying, and when they cover their heads, it's bringing shame to them.
所以他说，哇，主耶稣要管。还管我戴帽子的事情啊。
And he was exclaiming, wow, Jesus needs to take, I mean, he even cares about whether I wear a hat or not.
所以不过他听进去了，所以他聚会的时候他就把帽子脱掉。
But he actually listened, so whenever he's in a meeting, he would take his hat or cap off.
有的时候我们出去到外面吃饭祷告的时候，谢饭的时候，他就把帽子脱下来。
And so sometimes when we go out to eat, when we give great, saying a prayer before the meal, then he would take off his hat.
那他Joe 和 Ben 大概高中初中的时候，我那个时候想鼓励他们在那个波饼聚会开口祷告。
And so while Joe and Ben in high school or junior high, I would try to encourage them to speak and pray during the bread breaking meetings.
我那次我就跟他们说，主耶稣医治那个十个长大麻风的那个故事。
So that time I was sharing the story about how Jesus healed the 10 lepers.
我说那个得洁净那个人哈。有一个人他就回来大声地把荣耀归给神。
And I told them that one of the 10 who was cleansed came back to give thanks loudly to God.
并且他俯伏在主耶稣的脚前感谢他。
And also he bowed and prostrated before the feet of Jesus to thank him.
那主耶稣很难过着问说，得洁净的不是十个吗？那九个在哪里呢？
And so Jesus asked him in a sad way that weren't there 10 of you who were cleansed lepers, and why is there only one of you who are here?
我就跟他们说，你看我们这些罪人哈，就像长大麻风的。
And so I told them, we who are sinners, just like those lepers.
你看我们有里面有骄傲嫉妒说谎好多好多的罪。
And so there's so much sin within us. There is the lying, there is the pride, and there is the jealousy.
那神的宝血已经洗净了我们。
And we're just like the lepers, and God's precious blood has cleansed us.
我们到桌子主的饼杯面前，我们应该要把赞美归给他。
When we come before the bread and the cup of our Lord, we should give him the praises.
我不晓得他们还记不记得哈。不过那个以后呢，他们就开始在波饼聚会里头开始祷告。
I don't know whether they still remember this, but after that they started to participate in praying and doing bread breaking.
我实在是很感谢主。
I truly thank the Lord.
Yeah. 我再讲一点那个 Ben 的故事。
And now I'm going to share some story of Ben for you.
Ben 从小就是快快乐乐的小孩。
Ben was a happy child.
他慢慢大了以后也有非常简单的信心来倚靠主。
As he grew up, he also had this very simple faith to trust in the Lord.
他小时候呢，他的功课没有像 Joe 那么好。
When he was younger, his academics was not as strong as Joe.
Joe 都是 straight A.
And Joe would be a straight A student.
然后 Ben 呢，就是有 A 有 B 有 C.
So for Ben, he would have A and B's and C's.
我说怎么会读到 C 呢
？So I would ask him, how can you manage to get a C?
然后爸爸就说， 你看看那个成绩单后面 A 就是 excellent， B 就是 good， C 就是 satisfy or satisfaction。
And so the father, the dad will say, turn to the back of the report and says, and explains that A is excellent, B is good, and C is satisfactory。
他说你看看 C 是 satisfied， 就是非常满意了。
And so dad would come to his defense and explains that C is not bad, it's satisfactory.
他就跟 Ben 说 good, C 很好。
So he would tell Ben that C is good.
所以 Ben 呢就很 happy, 从小就是。
So Ben is very happy.
所以那个老师都是说他常常 daydream。
So the teacher will often comment that he would daydream.
然后可是那慢慢慢慢的哈，到初中哎，慢慢他知道成绩的重要了。
But slowly as he got older, junior high, he recognized the importance of the grades.
两个小孩不一样 ，Joe 呢常常考试回来，我问他考得怎么样。
And the two sons of mine are quite different. So when Joe come home after an exam, I will ask him, how did you do?
他说pretty hard.
And he will tell me that it was pretty hard.
那个考试很难，考得不太好。
And he thought he didn't do too well.
然后 Ben 呢，每次回来问他，他说 oh, that's so easy.
But every time when Ben came home after an exam, he would tell me that it was all very easy.
结果考试成绩回来，哥哥哈都是非常好，然后弟弟呢就不好。
But when the reports come back, the grades come back, the older brother will always get very good grades, but not so for the younger brother.
那 Ben 就说奇怪 ，It's strange. 我觉得我都答得。
And Ben would tell me that, wow, it's really strange. I thought I did all right and all correct.
所以他就是这样子慢慢的长大，他的智慧就小时候就是开的比较晚，有些孩子们小那个智慧开的比较晚。
So there are some kids, it takes a longer time for them to click.
那结果后来可是感谢主哦，他越读越好，超过我们想象的。
But thank the Lord, he as he got older, he got better and far beyond what we had expected.
他后来读完牙医，他要去申请那个Harvard 的专科。
So after he finished studying dentistry, he applied to go to the specialty at Harvard.
他是 pediatric dentistry.
He went to pediatric dentistry.
所以呢，他就迫切的祷告，也要我们为他祷告。
So he earnestly prayed and asked us to pray for him.
那个很难进的，一年只收三个学生。
It was a very hard school to get into because every year they will only take three students.
所以他自己祷告，我们也为他祷告。爸爸更是常常跪在他的床前为他祷告。
So he prayed himself. We all pray for him, and his father would pray kneel at his bed and pray for him.
感谢主啊，主也成全他的心愿。
And the Lord gave him his heart's desire.
所以两个孩子呢，都经常都说是神的怜悯，
so,
神的作为。
We often say for both of our sons, it's the mercy of God and it's the work of God.
我记得 Ben 有一次他跟我提到。
I remember one time Ben mentioned to me.
他就是在主面前哈，一直好像要奉献给主，又好像有一点惧怕。
And he said that he want to consecrate himself to the Lord, offer himself to the Lord, but it seems that he still have some fear.
好像跟主摔跤这样子。
As if he's wrestling with the Lord.
很久，然后呢，他终于。好像折服下来说主啊我愿意那个
And for a long period of time, and then finally he committed and was convicted that whatever the Lord wants him to do, he would do, and wherever the Lord wants him to go, he would go.
他说没想到这样子好像把自己奉献给主，第二天呢，就有一个服事的机会邀请他。
So when he committed himself this way, consecrated himself to the Lord, the very next day, it seems there is the opportunity for him to serve.
他非常不愿意去。
But actually he was quite unwilling to go.
但是想到昨天才把自己奉献给主的。But
then he thought only the day before he gave himself to the Lord.
所以就乖乖地答应主的呼召。
So obediently he answered the calling of the Lord.
我听他的交通，我从心里向神发出赞美。
As I was listening to his sharing from the bottom of my heart, I give thanks to our Lord.
我想他以后就是从那个之后，他慢慢长大，在聚会里头有一些服事，也愿意服事，也是跟这个那次的奉献有关。And
from then on, I see that his service in the Lord, and the more ministry that he's participated in, I think that has to do with that consecration that he gave himself to the Lord.
感谢主，这两个孩子平常呢杂七杂八的事是跟我谈的多。I
thank the Lord for these two sons when and the daily chit-chats usually are with me.
但是这几年呢，他们慢慢长大，对属灵的事情呢，有一些的情况，经常和爸爸。
So, but for the recent years, as they are grown up, and sometimes they would have conversation and sharing with their fathers about spiritual things.
感谢主的恩典。I
truly thank God for His grace.
我再交通一个点哈，就是小孩呢，我们就是常常就是。
One more point I want to share is oftentimes regarding the children, I often try to bring their lives to the Lord.
我们就是常常让他们经历主是与我们同在的。We
often try to show them how the presence of the Lord is with us.
所以许多的时候，他们从小我们就。 就好像起床啊，睡觉啊，吃饭啊，今天天气怎么样，神的创造，这许许多多都把主连在一起。And
so ever since when they were young, we often use our daily lives when we get up, when we go to bed, when we eat, even the weather, we'll relate it to the Lord.
他们有的时候生病啊，或者是考试啊，交朋友啊，婚姻等。
When they are sick, when they are making friends or their marriage, etc.
直到现在呢，他们还是把许多的事情仰望主。
Until now, they with a lot of things, they would commit it to the Lord.
他们常常就是打电话啊，text。 你告诉我说，妈，你要为我们什么事情什么事情祷告。
So oftentimes they will either call me or text me and tell me to pray for them upon such and such matters.
我实在是感谢主。We
truly thank the Lord.
Yeah, 那个还有在读书的事情上面呢。And
upon their studies,
我们也没有给他们有什么压力。
We didn't give them any pressure.
孙弟兄都说让他们高高兴兴、快快乐乐的长大。Brother
Sam would say that let them grow up happily.
所以那个前好几年前，Joe就说：“妈，我们真的是很感谢，很感谢你们，都没有给我们有什么压力。”
So a few years ago, Joe would say to us to thank us for not giving them any pressure.
让我们有快快乐乐的童年啊，初中、高中这样。
So that they have a happy childhood even during their school years all through high school.
我们也常常跟他们说，那个我们要对得起神哈，给我们的身份。
And oftentimes we'll tell them that you need to act worthy of the position that God has given us.
那孙弟兄也常常说，小孩读书读得还可以就 OK 了。
And brother son would often say that as long as their studies are okay, that's fine.
我们最重要的就是让他们做人哈正常，要有好的性格。才能让主使用。
The most important thing is for them to be normal so that they have a good character and then they can be used by the Lord.
Yeah, 感谢主，那个在这一切的事情上面，那个主都这样子带领我们。
We truly thank the Lord for He looks after us, takes care of us in all things.
在揪的那个过程里头哈，他到那个旧金山，然后再到那个纽约，一路上看见主带领他。
So in Joe's experience and his journey going to San Francisco and to New York, in all the experience, we can see the Lord's guidance upon him.
我们的心愿呢，也真是像那个像那个撒都的子孙那样。神是我们世世代代的神。
And our desire is just like for the sons of Zadok. God is our God for generations.
那个有一个这个以西结书哈44:15那里。
Ezekiel chapter 44 verse 15.
他说：“以色列人走迷，离开我的时候，祭司、利未人、撒都的子孙仍然看守我的圣所，他们必亲近我、侍奉我，并且侍立在我面前，将脂油和血献给我。”
In Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 15, but the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, who kept charge of my sanctuary when the children of Israel went astray from me.They shall come near me to minister to me, and they shall stand before me to offer to me the fat and the blood, says the Lord God.
那这个我们巴不得我们世世代代哈的子孙呢都能够爱主、敬畏主、侍奉主。
May our sons, in generations after, we can love the Lord and minister, serve the Lord.
也愿也愿他们在那个教会当中，这个能够继续走主的道路。
And that they can walk in the way of the Lord in the church.
我们也盼望那个教会里头所有的家庭，一家一家的都能够起来，爱我们的神。
And we hope in the church, each family, family after family, that we could all raise up to love the Lord and serve the Lord.
我就交通到这里。
Am I sharing here?
刚建德开头的时候啊，引用了这个约书亚的名言呢。
And so at the beginning, we quoted a famous verse from Joshua.
约书亚记24:15那里说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Joshua 24:5 it says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
我们知道这是约书亚年老的时候啊，对着以色列人说的话。
And we know these words were uttered by Joshua when he was old, to the Israelites.
那个时候。约书亚要表明自己的心志。
At that time, Joshua wanted to show forth and proclaim his heart.
他对以色列人说
He said to the Israelites,
如果你们觉得别的神好，你们就去侍奉别的神。
If you feel that other gods are better, go serve the other gods.
所以他说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
So as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
这是一个强烈的心愿。
This is a very strong desire.
其实呢，这个也是一个重要的侍奉的原则。
But actually, this is an important principle for service.
我们都知道约书亚是一个忠心侍奉神的人。
We all know that Joshua is a faithful servant of God.
也是一个非常老练有经验的一个侍奉主。
And very experienced in serving the Lord.
所以他说这句话里面也包含了重要的原则。
So these words that he had spoken had included important principle.
他的意思是说，如果我们要能侍奉主，侍奉得好。
What he meant is if we serve the Lord and we serve the Lord well.
我和我的家的问题都需要解决的。
For me and my household, if there's any problem, we need to resolve.
所以一个人要侍奉主，侍奉得好，第一个先把我的问题解决。
So for one to serve the Lord well, the first thing is to resolve my own problem.
我们怎么样能把我自己的光景弄对
？How can I right my own condition？
这个是侍奉主第一个重要的一个要求。
And this is the first formal important requirement for serving the Lord.
当然，今天下午我不是要讲道啊，所以呢，关于约书亚怎样在主面前有操练、有学习。
So this afternoon I'm not trying to preach, but this is regarding Joshua, how he would exercise and how he learned.
那个是需要花很多时间来讲。
That will take a lot of time to explain.
当然，我们这么多年弟兄姊妹听的道啊，我们的追求大部分也是希望把我弄好，是吧
？Of course, all these years for our pursuit, we most of them are for how to resolve the problems that we have.
我们都知道，就是我。这个问题都是非常非常复杂。
And you know, even just individually, the problem can be very complex.
但是这个是非常重要的一件事。
But that's a very important matter.
当然，今天下午我不去讲这个问题。
But this afternoon, we're setting that problem aside.
你不仅侍奉主，你要把我的问题弄好了，还要把我的家的问题弄好。
Serving the Lord, not only you have to resolve the problem for the individual ourselves, but also for our family.
弄我们自己的问题就不容易，弄了个家更不容易。
It's not easy to deal with myself as an individual, but to deal with a family is even harder.
那么约书亚告诉我们，若是我们能好好的侍奉主，走主的道路。
So Joshua told us, if we can serve the Lord well and walk properly in the way of the Lord,
我和我的家都必须要有正常的情况。
For me and my household, we must live a normal condition.
那么下午呢，因为我要讲讲我们家庭的见证。
So this afternoon, I'm going to talk about the testimony of my family.
那么我们是怎么样来养育我们的儿女呢
？So how we raised our children?
我觉得开头呢有一些的基本的原则，我们需要。明白。
I think from the start we need to understand some basic principles.
我从很年轻的时候，那么我有了孩子之后呢，我就常常思想这个问题。
Ever since when I was young, ever since I have my children, I often think about these problems.
当然，从根本上，我们要认识神创造人的那个本质。
So from the fundamentals, we need to understand the nature of this.
因为我们知道。神创造每一个人都有每一个人的个格。
We know that when God created men, for each individual, we have our own personality.
神创造的奇妙，是我们每一个人都是独特的。
This is the wonder of God's creation. Each one of us are individuals, and we are different, unique.
Unique, 对，每一个人都是独特的。
And each one of us is unique.
那我们知道。神给我们人的这个个格是不能改变的。
And you know, we cannot change that individuality, our uniqueness.
这是我们个人的特质。
And there is this our special character.
你有你的特质，你的儿女也有他的特质，你不能更改的。
You have your characteristic, your children have theirs, and you cannot change them.
因为这个很重要。
This is very important.
如果今天我们的特质都改变。
If we change our characteristics.
将来到永世里面的时候啊。
In the future, we go to eternity.
谁是谁我们就搞不清楚。
And we cannot tell who is who then.
是吧？所以将来到了永世里面，你还是看见是孙弟兄的。
And so in eternity, you still see brother son.
因为这个人的个格特质这是不能更改的。
And there is something individually unique to each person.
但是我们要知道， 人的性格是可以改变的。
But your personality can be changed. Your
character
can be changed.
所以今天呢，主的工作在我们身上是改变我们的性格。
So the work of the Lord is to change our character.
其实呢，也不是改变性格，是神用他儿子的性格代替我们的性格。
Actually, it's not changing our character, but God is using His Son's character to replace our character.
因为我们的神呢，从来不做这个 reform 的工作。
Because our God never does the work of reform.
我们那个破性格，神呢不需要去改它了，干脆丢掉算了。
Our broken character cannot be changed. It's better to be cast off.
所以呢，我们首先认识的就是哈。这个每一个人都是独特的。
Firstly, we need to recognize each one of us is unique.
啊，每个人都有每个人的个格。
And each one have your own personality.
但是我们的性格可以改变。
But our character can be changed.
所以在圣经里面讲的，把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
So in the Bible says we can be conformed into the image of the Son.
这是指的我们性格上面的改变，像主。
It's referring to the change in our character to be like God.
所以圣经讲说我们可以效法基督。
So in the Bible says we can be like imitate Christ.
这个 imitation 这个东西是指的人性格上面说。
And this imitation.Is referring to the character.
那么这一方面是可以教导的。
And this is something that we can teach.
啊，所以今天的教育也都是改变人的这个外面的性格。
And so today's educations are changing outwardly your character.
为什么我要讲这件事情
？Why do I mention this?
因为这很重要。
Because this is very important.
我们呢，每一个人都希望我们家庭的孩子要听话。
And each one of us want our children to be obedient.
哎呀。如果孩子能听话，我就高兴。
And if your children are obedient, then you're happy.
不听话，他就不，你就不高兴。
And if you're not obedient, then you're not happy.
但是他是一个独立的个人。
But that is an individual.
你可能呢，小的时候到小学的时候，他还听你话。
And maybe they grow up to their elementary school, they're still obedient and listen to you.
慢慢他成长，他的性格就出来了。
And when they grow up further, their character will show forth.
所以有的时候他就跟你之间呢就会有冲突。
So sometimes there will be conflicts with you.
所以我那个时候呢。尤其 Joseph 出来的时候，我那个时候常常想一件事。
So at that time, especially after Joseph came out, I often think about this.
因为这个顺服是关乎到人的性格的问题。
Because this matter of obedience has to do with a man's character.
特别关乎到一个人的意志的问题。
And it talks about your man's will.
我常常想这个孩子的意志，我们要把它弯到一个什么样适合的地步？哇，这个是做父母的。一个大功课。
I often think about this is you take a child's will, how would you bend it to the point that is just right? And this is a great lesson.
你呀，把他这个弯的不够，他任其发展，将来就是另外一个样子。
And if you bend it not quite enough, then they would grow up, develop freely. Then you don't know what it will go up into.
如果你把它扳断了。
And if you bend it to the point it's broken.
他就一辈子没出息。
And then they would not amount to anything the whole life.
所以呢，你知道，在教育儿女的事情上面。
So you know, upon educating your children.
这个在个性上面的这种教育是非常不容易。
And this education upon their character is very difficult.
那么，弟兄姊妹，我们也知道，我们天然的出生是不平等的。
And you know, brothers and sisters, we naturally, as we were born, we are not born equal.
是吧？有的人天生出来就很漂亮。
And there are some born beautiful.
有的人生出来就很丑。
And some born ugly.
啊，我记得我们Joe 刚出来的时候啊。
I remember when Joe first came out.
对不起 ，Joe 啊，那个时候不大好看。
I'm sorry, Joe. That didn't look very good.
人家都想我们的孩子应该很漂亮。
And we all, they all, people think that our children should be very.
所以他生出来黑黑的。
But then he was born really dark.
我就还记得那些弟兄姊妹到医院来看。
I remember the brother sister would come to visit in the hospital.
每个人站在那个窗口一看都不讲话。
They all stood by the glass and watched, and they would not speak anything. They would not speak. They would be really quiet.
那这为了不叫我们难过啊。
Because they don't want us to feel sad.
他们说，哎，还很可爱了，很可爱。
Oh, yeah, he's cute, he's quite cute.
我感谢主，他越长大越好看呢。
Thank the Lord, he grew up to be more handsome.
这个天然的生命呢，是有丑有美，这个是你不能决定的，对不对？
But this, in the natural life, there's some prettier than the others, and something you cannot decide.
有的孩子生出来就很聪明。
And some kids were born very smart.
天才。
And they're genius.
有的生出来就很笨。
And some were born not so smart.
啊，我们知道呢，这个天然的生命是不平等的。
And we know by nature there are inequality, they are not equal.
这也是一个很重要的点。
This is a very important point.
你做父母的人，你要认识这个东西。
As parents, you need to recognize this.
因为你不能勉强的。
You cannot force them.
那么，并且我们基督徒蒙恩得救之后，我们就知道了。
And also after we, as Christians, after we are born again and we're saved, we would know.
一切所有天然的东西有一天都要结束的。
And all that is from the nature one day will end.
只有属灵的事存到永远。
Only the spiritual things will last forever.
我记得那个时候我们有一些弟兄姊妹啊。
Remember some brothers and sisters.
哇，这个父母都是很聪明。
And these parents are very smart. And they are book smart.
结果一生出了个笨儿子。
And they gave birth to a not so smart child.
哇，这个父母两个就吵架，吵得不得了啊。
And the parent would fight so much.
有天晚上，那个弟兄啊，打电话给我，哭着叫我呢。
And so one night, brother would call me and cry on the phone.
我赶快就跑到家里去了。
I so went to their house.
他说：“你看我的儿子笨得不得了啊。
”I see my son is so dumb.
这个妈妈心疼他，又非常爱护他。
And the mom was so try to defend the child.
但是感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
后来这个孩子信主了。
And later this child came to the Lord.
他也很快乐。
And he's very happy.
所以我就跟那个弟兄讲说，哎呀，这个人一生就这么过去了。
And I said to the brother, this is life, it will go on.
那么他接受这个事实。
He need to accept the fact.
这个家庭就和谐了。
And this family will be in harmony.
那么弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这个天然生命上面是不平等的。
And so, brothers and sisters, we need to recognize that in nature that we are not equal.
甚至有的时候，有的孩子生出来长得好高。
And some kids will grow very tall.
有的孩子老长不高。
And some kids will not grow very tall.
这是神定规。
And this is what God
对不对
has determined.
你要接受这个事实。
You need to accept these facts.
这是一个很重要的一个点啊。
Very important.
因为呢，我们知道所有天然的事物都有时间的限制。
And we know all things by nature are limited by time.
这里就一个很重要的点。
And this is important.
啊，我们教养我们的孩子。
When we raise our children.
不必去羡慕别人。
We don't need to jealous of others.
我们更不需要去跟别人比较。
We do not need to compare with others.
主粮给我的孩子这个，我好好的爱护他。教养他就好。
The Lord has given me these children, and I will just love them and raise them well.
啊，尤其我们中国人家庭，我们看别人家孩子好，嚯，我们这个不仅嫉妒、羡慕，要比较。
And for a lot of Chinese families, especially we like with other people with kids are so smart, then we not only admire them and we compare.
不需要。
And
所以我孩子小的时候，我常常也提醒自己。
And so when my children are young, I often remind myself.
我们不和别人比较。
We do not compare with other people.
我们照我们自己的方式来教养这个孩子就可以。
We raise our children in our own way.
那么还有一个重要的点。
There's another important point.
就是环境上的不同。
And there's a difference in environment.
那么我们都知道，有的人出生的时候这个环境就不太好。
And we know for some, when they were born, their environments were not so good.
有的人呢出生的环境就很好。
And for some, they're born into a very good environment.
你像有的人一生到这个英国皇家去了，这个。
And some were born into the royal family in England.
对不对？那么有的人一生在那个穷苦的家庭。
And there are some born into a poor family.
有的人呢，我们知道那个环境非常的乱。
And there are some people born under very difficult circumstances.
有的时候环境比较好。
And some in better circumstances.
那我们也知道这个环境对人的影响很大。
And we know the environment have a great influence on men.
我们常常感觉从中国大陆来的人，他们有一些的习性跟从台湾来的人的习性不一样的，对吧？
And we often feel there are some who came from mainland China, they have different habits and from those who were born in Taiwan.
思想的形态也不一样。
And the way they think would be different.
那我们的孩子在美国出生。
And our kids were born in the United States.
他们受了西方的教育。
And they accepted the Western education.
过了西方的生活。
And they're living the Western life.
他们又跟我们的想法上有很多的不一样。
And their thoughts and way of thinking will be different from ours.
这是环境上造成的。
And this is caused by the environment.
所以你千万不能用你过去的背景，用你的环境强压在你孩子的身上。
So you should never put force it on your children with your own background and what your environment.
啊，这个有很多时候要考验我们的智慧。
This oftentimes will be a test to our wisdom.
你怎么样在这个情况中能找到平衡的点
？How can you find that equilibrium in that situation？
这个非常的重要。
This is very important.
啊，不然的话会起很多很多的冲突。
Otherwise, there will be much conflict.
我的小孩长大的过程中啊
，In the process of my children growing up,
他也有的时候对我们这个中国人的这一种的思想想法呢，有点意见。
And sometimes they would have opinions towards our Chinese thinking.
啊，我那个Ben的常常，你这个老中，老中。
And Ben would often call me names. And as Chinese, that old Chinese, the Chinese thinking.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要有一些的平衡在里面。
And sometimes we need to find that balance.
但我感谢主，我的孩子们，他们的确很孝顺。
I truly thank the Lord. My children are very pious. They honor us.
但是呢，你看见总是多多少少会有一点这些冲突的情况。
But oftentimes, more or less, there would be some conflict.
那么幸好这些呢，并不很影响我们彼此之间的关系。
Unfortunately, these would not affect our relationship.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们在教养我们的儿女的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when we raise our children,
啊，这是我当年的领会，所以这三个重要的点啊，
this is what
基本的原则我们需要知道。
There are these three points that are the principles that we
那我们在教养他们长大的过程中呢
，So in the process of raising them,
我们也自己呢也定了一点点的小小的标准。
We also set for ourselves some standards.
我跟我的姊妹讲
I told my wife,
我说呢第一个
I said first,
他既然生在我们的家里对吧
Since he's born to our family,
我们又是基督徒侍奉主的
And we are Christians and we serve the Lord,
我们一定要把他带到重生得救
We must bring them to the point that they're born again.
所以弟兄姊妹这很重要啊
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
你一定要确定你的孩子有没有重生得救
You must be sure that your children are born again.
当然了我们的小孩在我们家庭中长大整天聚会
Of course, our children grow up in our family, they will often go attend church meetings.
哇圣经的故事都知道的
They are familiar with all the Bible stories.
叫他祷告他也会祷告的
And if you ask them to pray, they know how to pray.
啊等到他高中的时候啊
When you go to high school,
高中的时候、啊、
when Joe was at high school,
我心里面常常有一个问题
In my heart, there's often a question.
他到底有没有得救啊
Is he actually saved?
他所有的圣经知识都有
He had all the biblical knowledge.
他妈妈从小的就在那里就是每天晚上为他们祷告啊带他们读圣经啊
And his mom will pray for them and pray with them every night and read the Bible with them.
你要如果问他有没有神有
If you ask them, is there a God? Yes.
耶稣基督是谁？神的儿子。
Who is Jesus Christ? He's the Son of God.
如果问起来，什么都能答的。
And they can answer all your questions.
但是到底有没有重生呢
？But the question is whether he's saved or born again.
这个是一个重要的问题。
This is an important question.
我觉得做父母的有很重的责任，要带你的孩子真正重生得救。
If you ask parents, it's very important to know that your children are born again Christians. They're truly saved.
你不能感觉到他每天都来聚会啊，他都一直有聚会啊，就放心了，不可以的。
You should not think that they're just there for every church meeting and that's fine and then you feel relaxed. That's not the case.
我记得我好像曾经讲过这个 Joe 的一个见证啊。
I remember I shared with you this testimony before regarding Joe. 让我再提一下。Forgive me for sharing it again.
那时候我们在西雅图啊，我们每个礼好像是礼拜五还是礼拜二祷告聚会之前呢、啊，我们都找一个弟兄呢，那么有点交通。
And so in Seattle on Tuesday or Friday before the meeting, we often would invite a brother to have some sharing.
15分钟到20分钟这么一个交通。
And it lasts 15 to 20 minutes.
然后我也不知道哪个弟兄啊，这个太冒冒失失的就找到揪了。
And I don't know why a brother unexpectedly came to Joe.
因为他想啊，这个Joe啊是传道人的儿子，他一定会讲道的。
And he thinks that Joe is the son of a preacher, so he must know how to preach.
所以就跟Joe讲，Joe啊，有一个礼拜好像礼拜二晚打算就请你交通，礼拜五了之前。
Friday evening, before we sing, we'll ask, he invited Joe to speak for
15-20 minutes.
And so when Joe was younger, he was rather shy.
他一听这个弟兄找他,
and so he heard this invitation and he was nervous.
但是他因为常常看见爸爸预备讲道,
but then he often saw his dad preparing for a message.
他常常看见我在那里写这个写纲要什么的。
He would watch me and I was writing my outline.
所以他就效法回家就开始写纲要。
And so he imitated me, he went back and started to make his outline.
结果写了一大篇呢。
And then he wrote a big sheet of paper and filled it. And he was very nervous.
结果到那天呢, 那么聚会时我坐他旁边。
And so that day I was sitting next to him.
弟兄唱了两首诗歌，就是啊，我们现在请Joe啊，有点交通。
And so after we sang two hymns, the brother said, we'll ask Joe to give us some sharing.
哇，他紧张得不得了。
He was so nervous.
他只讲了几句话。
He only spoke a few words.
但是其中有一句话。
But there is one sentence.
他说，我现在知道我里面是有圣灵的。
And he said, now I know there is the Holy Spirit within me.
你知道我坐他旁边,
you know, I sat next to him.
他这句话一讲, 我几乎眼泪就下来了。
After he spoken these words, my tears were almost down.
我知道我的孩子得救的。
I knew that my son was saved.
有主的生命。
He has the life of
the Lord. 所以他一直到高中啊, 那个时候我才确定他是重生得救。
So it was up until his high school that I was sure that he was saved.
所以呢, 我们 定下这个原则，就是无论怎样，我们的孩子一定要重生得救。
So this is one principle that we set for ourselves that our children must be born again Christian, must be saved.
你知道一得救，他里面有了主的生命在里面。
You know, once he's saved, there is the life of the Lord within him.
所以我们17岁把他送到 Berkeley 来读书。
So when he was 17, he was sent to Berkeley to study.
感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
因为里面有这个新的生命。
Because within him there is this new life.
这个主的生命啊, 保守他。
And this life of the Lord will keep him.
在那么样一个混乱的环境的里面。
In such a confused condition.
我们知道主的生命有分别的力量。
And we know the life of the Lord has the power to set him apart.
他没有跟随他们去。
He did not follow the trend.
啊, 所以我们定下了原则, 第一个, 一定要带孩子重生得救。
So the first principle is that we must bring them to the Lord.
第二个点,
the second point,
那我们就说呢, 我们要他正正常常的做人。
And we say that we want him to live normally.
今天有些孩子们长大了奇奇怪怪的啊。
There are some kids who grow up to be kind of strange.
我们说，那我们要我们的孩子呢，能够正正常常的做人。
Now we say we want our children to be a normal person, to live normally.
所以对于孩子要有适度的一个管教。
So for our children, we must have a appropriate discipline.
啊。 那个时候我常常提醒自己啊,
I remind myself often,
因为主的话告诉我们, 要在主里面教养儿女。
Because the Lord's word has told us that we raise them in the Lord.
所以你离开, 你在教养儿女时, 你不能离开主啊。
So when you discipline your children, you cannot depart from the Lord.
因为这个男孩子有时候真的是顽皮,
and because the boy, as boys go, sometimes they are truly mischievous.
叫你很生气啊。
They make you mad.
那么, 所以呢，有的时候要管教他。
So sometimes you need to discipline.
你们也知道，因为我这个人呢，这个嗓门很大，声音很大。
And you all know that I have a loud voice.
所以有的时候我就大喊一声，我把他镇住了。
Sometimes I would just yell loudly and shock them to.
但有的时候呢，开始太坏，需要打一下。
And sometimes they'll be so bad that they need a spanking.
但是我要提醒自己。
But I must remind myself.
你不可以把孩子打伤了。
And do not spank him so that you, to the point of abusing
them. 你看有的做父母的脾气一上来的时候，一个耳光过去把儿女耳朵打聋的都有，对不对？
And there are cases when people are so mad that they would give them a spanking so that they would cause deafness to kids.
那时候我想，我怎么样子这个管教他们？
And so I thought, how should I discipline my children?
后来我在家里看见我家里有拖鞋。
And so, and I, in my household, I find these flip-flops.
那么那个拖鞋呢，是那种好像草编的，草编软软的。
These are slippers made from the woven grass, like.
那么有个这个有什么好处呢？
And so, what's the good thing about this kind of slippers?
打起来的时候不会很痛。
And it doesn't hurt that much when you hit them with it.
但是声音很大。
But they make a loud noise.
所以每次呢，扒上了屁股子，啪啪那样打。
So I'll use it to spank their bottoms.
他哇哇叫，我其实我知道他没什么太痛。
They will yell really loud, but I know that it wouldn't hurt too much.
那么主要的目的是管教他。
But the purpose is to discipline them.
有的时候他们在学校里面跟孩子们在一起，有时候学了讲脏话回来了，对不对？
So sometimes they're with other kids at school, they learn to speak swear dirty words.
所以我们呢，就是啊，对孩子的性格上面要做适度的一个管教。
And so for the characters of our children, we need to have appropriate discipline.
务必要教他们正正常常的做人。
So that they will live a normal life.
做父母的责任。
I feel this is the responsibility of a parent.
请你们原谅我，今天在座很多父母啊。
I ask you for forgiveness. There are a lot of parents here.
我是讲一个 general 的 principle， 不是指着谁说的啊。
I'm not pinpointing anyone or pointing my fingers, but this is in general.
如果有雷同，正好碰到你，请你不要怪我。
If you find any similar cases, please do not blame me.
因为我观察，在教会中观察，很多时候孩子们长大的过程形成那个情况，都是父母造成的。
Because from my observation, a lot of kids, when the way they grow up has to do are shaped by their parents.
父母不够有智慧。
That the parents do not have enough wisdom.
所以我们仰望主的怜悯。
We look upon the Lord for His mercy. We don't know how to raise our children.
但主给我们个原则。
But the Lord had given us the principle.
你要在主里教养儿女。
That you raise your children in the Lord.
所以你做父母的人要听主的话。
So as parents, you need to listen to the Lord's word. 我们不
知道主，你要祷告。
When we don't know, we pray.
你要仰望主的恩典。
Look upon the grace of the Lord.
好，这样比较能做得合适。
And this way you could do it in a more suitable way.
那么第三个点啊。
The third point.
就是呢，我跟我姊妹也讲，我们要因材施教，就是说呢，神给他多少智慧，就让他去发挥他的智慧。
Say to my wife that we will according to how much God has given them, then we will allow them to develop that way.
我们能有多少的这个机会给孩子，你尽量给他。
However, we can opportunities that we can give our children, we would give them.
我们的小孩小时候也是又学钢琴又弹又拉小提琴。
When my children were young, they learned the piano, they learned the violin.
哎呀，苦不堪言呐、
啊。It was really hard. It was.
每次拉他们去啊，这个真的是要挣扎很厉害。
There were a lot of struggles when they were going to lessons.
我希望呢，用给孩子培养一点点比较好的。一种的 hobby 啊，一种的嗜好。
Because we want to help our children develop some good hobbies.
他两个人呢，真的是不是学音乐的料。
But these two, my sons, are not really material for learning music.
所以后来我跟他讲，好了，学到高中为止，我就不逼你们。
And so later I said, okay, you can stop after go to high school.
所以两个人一高中一毕业，哇，自由了。
So after they graduated from high school, they were free.
并且呢，后来我们在他们个人选择他们自己事业前途的时候呢
，And so later on when they were making their career choices，
也按照他们个人自己的 性向是喜欢来选择。
And it's according to their own what their passion, what they like.
感谢主的怜悯。
And we thank the Lord for His mercy.
主带两个孩子都个人找着他们个人比较喜欢的一个职业。
And the Lord had led to both of them to what they would like in their work.
刚才建泽讲到我们那个Ben 的小书读书是比较慢一点。
And just now we shared that younger son Ben was slower in studying when he was young.
我要做一点点修正。
I like to correct a little.
不是他读了 C 我很满意，不是。
It's not the case that I was so happy when he got a C.
因为他拿成绩单，我说你怎么读了个 C 呀？
And when he came home with a report with C, the grades.
你知道这个编小说很可爱的。
You know, Ben was very cute when he was little.
他真的很天真
呐。He is very innocent.
他说我那个同学他爸爸看见他拿到 C 就高兴得不得了了。你又是不高兴的。
He told me when he came home that my friends when they took a C back home, their parents were so happy. Why are you not happy?
后来我看后面这 C 是 satisfaction 啊，这个。
And so later on, I find out C is actually satisfactory.
所以后来我就跟他讲，我说这样好不好？我们两个合作。
And so I said, why don't we cooperate here?
我说你下次拿个 B 回来。
I said, why don't you try and get a B next time?
啊，你读书，我为你祷告，好不好？
You study and I'll pray for you.
从那个时候开始起啊。
From then on.
Ben 就是每一次要考试，他说 ，Dan， 我要考试，你为我祷告。
And so he would tell me every time he would have an exam, Dad, I'm going to have an exam. Please pray for me.
后来我没想到他会进到哈佛去了。
And later I did not expect that he would enter into Harvard.
所以他从哈佛回来的时候，我就跟他讲。
And so when he returned from Harvard, I told him.
我说 Ben 啊，我看这个哈佛也不怎么样。
I said, Ben, I don't think Harvard is that great.
我说像你这样的人都能进去，这个实在不怎么样。
If people like you can get in there, it can't be that great.
他说对对对，真的不怎么样。
And he agreed with me. That's just, yeah.
所以在这个他们这个受教育的过程里面
，the process of being educated.
弟兄姊妹，我们要应当很注意一件事情。
We must pay attention to one thing.
按照他的智慧。让他自由的那一些的发展。
According to his wisdom or her wisdom, let him develop.
因为我们中国人的思想就是望子成龙，对不对啊
？In our Chinese thinking, we all want our children to be at the top.
过去的父母都是这样的。儿子啊，你给我争口气。
Son, you come back with something great.
所以我常常跟我姊妹讲，我说我们两个人都不怎么样。
And oftentimes I would say to my wife, and so neither of us is that great.
你怎么叫儿子给你争口气呢
？Why would you put this request upon your son？
这个不公平的。
That's not fair.
是吧？你自己都没什么了不起，你还叫你儿子了不起？你这个。
If you didn't do that great, why would you require your son to do better？
那事实上，他们两个人先比我们当年读书高得多了。
And in actual fact, both of them have studied to a greater degree than us two.
所以我们还是要相信主。
We truly need to believe in the Lord.
所以我们在教养孩子的事上，我们定了一点简单的原则。
On the matter of raising our children, we have set for ourselves some simple principles.
这非常重要。
It's very important.
当然，刚建德提了为儿女祷告。
Of course, we mentioned earlier to pray for our children is very important.
我记得有一次 Frumkey 弟兄啊住到我家里。
I remember one time Brother Frumkey stayed at our house.
他说你怎么样教养儿女的
？And he asked us, how do you raise your children?
因为那天好像他讲台上讲了，应该是他吧，他讲了一件事情说啊，今天你做生意的人呢、啊。
And when I remember when he was sharing his message, he said, you business people.
如果你要开一个店。
If you're going to open a store,
最重要是 location.
The most important thing is the location.
他就说呢，你要成功要 location, location, location.
And that's what he said. That's the key to success. Location, location, location.
所以我跟他讲，我怎么教养儿女的
？So I told him how I teach my children.
Prayer, prayer, prayer.
That's my secret. That's prayer, prayer, prayer.
我说这就是我的秘诀。
And this is my secret.
所以呢，从他们得救开始，做人、求学，我们都为他们好好的祷告。
So from the time they are studying or they to their work and to the marriage, we pray for them.
当他们开始有自己的事业、婚姻的时候，我们也都为他们祷告。
When they start to have their own work and their career and their marriage, we pray for them.
还有一个很重要的事情。
One more thing important.
就是关乎到他们走主道路的问题。
That's regarding how they walk in the way of the Lord.
哇，这个真的是一个很沉重的负担。
And this is a heavy burden.
我大概30岁左右的时候啊，那么主把我带到美国。
When I was about 30 years old, the Lord brought me to the United States.
那个时候我已经全时间在侍奉主。
That time I was a full-time servant of the Lord.
我觉得呢，主是让我带着使命来到这个国家。
I felt the Lord has given me a great mission to come to this country.
因为我们年轻的时候，前面的弟兄们教导我们都指明了神的路。
And when we were young, the brothers before us would teach us and point us to this way of God.
我想弟兄姊妹，我们需要明白一件事情。
I think brothers and sisters, we need to understand one thing.
我们没有自己的路。
We do not have a way for ourselves.
我们也不是要在所有的基督教的环境里面标新立异，自己来创一个什么东西。
We're not trying to create something new or unique for ourselves among all the Christians. That's not
the case. 因为圣经里面启示了神的路。
Because the Bible has revealed this way of God.
而今天我们愿意在这条路上跟随主。
And today we're willing to follow the Lord in this way.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲。
I often tell brothers and sisters.
我们并没有达到神的心意。
We did not reach to the God's heart.
但是我们有愿意的心。
But we have the willingness.
这就是我们今天聚会的目的。
And this is the purpose of our gathering.
所以我们不能说，只有我们对，别人都不对。我说我从来不敢讲这个话。
And we can't say we are right and the others are all wrong. We never claim this.
我们只是说呢，圣经中有对的。
But we only say that there's something correct in the Bible.
我希望按照圣经中对着走。
And we want to follow what's correct in the Bible.
这就是我们基本的态度。
That what's right in the Bible.
所以这么多年过来了。
So after so many years,
我从来没有忘记这些事情。
I never forget these things.
不管环境怎么样天翻地覆的。
No matter how the circumstances have changed.
我觉得主把这个标杆摆在我的前面是很清楚的。
I felt the Lord has placed this goal before me is very clear.
那当我的孩子在美国北美出生的。
When my children were born in the northern United States.
很多人告诉我们说。
A lot of people told us.
他们就是 banana.
And they, that they are bananas.
他们呢，这个外面是黄的，里面是白的。
The outside they are yellow, but inside is white.
所以你要按照这个美国式的教育带他们。
So you need to teach them according to the American way.
所以很多人告诉我们，我们的下一代。
Our next generation
会跟我们有很大的不一样。
Will be greatly different from us.
所以你知道那个时候我听见这些话呢，我里面都是，哎呀，很叹气。
At that time when I heard these words, I would be groaning with it.
所以我在主面前祷告。
So I pray before the Lord.
我说主啊。
I said, Lord.
今天你把我带到这个环境的里面。
Today you brought me here in this environment.
你的见证不能到我这一代为止的。
Your testimony cannot stop at my generation.
我必须要将它传递下去。
I must pass it on.
好多弟兄说啊，这个不行的啦，你这个妄想。
A lot of brothers says, "Oh, you can't, it won't happen. You're just dreaming."
我说不。
I said no.
无论怎样，我们要叫这个见证传递下去。
No matter what, we must pass this on.
所以我为孩子们在主面前走主的道路迫切祷告。
So I pray earnestly for our children to walk in the way of the Lord.
当然，那个时候年纪小，时候在西雅图就跟着我们一起聚会，没有问题。
Because when they were younger, they follow us in Seattle, go to church. That's no problem.
所以后来 Joe 呢，到了 Berkeley.
So later, Joe went to Berkeley.
啊，哇，开头我也不知道他会怎么样。
And I did not know how he would turn up.
Joe 可能忘记了。
Joe might have forgotten this.
那么有一天呢，他回来时候跟我讲一句。
One day he told me this.
哎，叫我里面很欢喜啊。
It made me happy.
他说 ：“Daddy 呀、
啊、，He said, Dad,
我要找一个有波饼聚会的聚会。
He said, I would want to find a church where they will have bread breaking.
哎，我说儿子，这个好。
I said, Good job, son.
感谢主，他那个时候，四年在 Berkeley 就一直的跑到 San Bruno 来聚会。
So for 4 years he was in Berkeley, he would came to House of God to meet.
啊，我也很感激。” San Bruno 的弟兄和姊妹很爱护他。
I was very grateful for the church in San Bruno. They love my son.
所以这四年的时间，总算保守他还在这条路上。
So for 4 years, God had kept him on this way.
这个环境太重要了。
Because this environment is so important.
那么后来呢 ，Ben 长大了。
So later when Ben grew up.
四年在洛杉矶。
Four years he was in Los Angeles.
当然是 Alhambra 聚会，还你可以放心一点。
And he was in Alhambra.
那后来有两年跑到 Berkeley， 不跑到这个 Boston 去了。
And so the later two years he was in Boston.
就没有我们这样的聚会。
And they don't have a gathering like ours.、
哎、我心里面有一点点的担心、啊、
In my heart, I was.Worried a little.
因为我们中间很多年轻人常常有这样的感这样的话
Because、the youth among us often will say this.
为什么不能参加那个聚会呢
Why can I not go to that church meeting?
人家的聚会跟我们有什么差别呢
What's so different between them?
人家还不是唱两首诗歌讲一篇道吗
Well, they also sing hymns and they also have a message.
他说有时候他们的道比我们讲的更好啊
Sometimes their message sound better than ours.
到底有什么区别呢
What's the difference?
很多年轻人呢就迷糊了你知道吗
A lot of young people are confused.
我不知道在座青年弟兄姊妹你是不是已经心中也有这种迷惑
I don't know the young people here whether you have the same questions.
那我再说
Let me say again.
我们从来不敢讲就是只有我们对别人不对这个话不能讲的
I never dare to say that we are the only ones who are right and the others are wrong.
我们在这里只是因为圣经给我们看见启示告诉我们有神的路。
But here we say what the Bible reveals to us, what is the way of God.
我们愿意照着圣经的教导 来跟随主。
And we're willing to follow the teaching of the Bible and follow the Lord.
这是一点的区别。
And that's a little difference.
今天对年轻人来讲的话，他搞不清楚的。
But today towards the young people, they cannot tell.
所以我怕我的孩子们也受到这个情况的影响。
And I'm afraid for my children that they're influenced by this.
后来他毕业了，他就回到西雅图去开业。
And so later he graduated.Returned to Seattle to start his business.
啊，那么有一天我们两个人在路上。
So one day we were on the road.
他在开车。
He was driving.
我坐他旁边。
I was sitting next to him.
他突然对我讲。
Suddenly he said to me.
他说 ，Dad.
He said, Dad.
他说我现在知道我们的聚会在走什么路。
Now I finally know what way our church is going on.
哇，那天我里面。真是好得安慰啊
That day I feel much comforted.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
主保守我的孩子们。
The Lord kept my children.
也能在这条路上往前。
That they can go forward on this way.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们需要祷告的。
We need prayer.
需要仰望主的怜悯。
We must look to the Lord for His mercy.
我们那里也很多家庭的孩子们都跑到四散，跑到很多一些其他基督徒的团体去。
Within our gathering, there are a lot of families, so their children would go to different places.
好多弟兄姊妹告诉我。
A lot of brothers and sisters would tell me.
啊，他很好了，在那也很爱主，他那里也有追求，也有奉献。
They're doing well. They also pursue after the Lord. They also give offering.
弟兄姊妹，你们原谅我这样说。
Brothers and sisters, forgive me for saying this.
我们知道将来的结局是不一样的。
We know their endings will be different.
你遵从主的话语，跟你没有遵从主的话，那个最后的 ending 是不一样的。
Whether you follow the word of the Lord or not follow the word of the Lord, the ending will be different.
求主给我们有敬畏的心。
May the Lord give us this fear of the Lord.
我这些年最怕的一件事情呢、啊、
All these years, the thing that I most fear of.
主回来了。
When the Lord returns.
我们不能够达到那个最后主所要的那个终点。
That we cannot reach the goal that the Lord has set for us.
所以结局是很重要的一件事情。
That ending, the goal is very important.
啊，我感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
啊。Joe 跟 Carrie, Ben 跟这个 Joanna,
Joe and Carrie, Ben and Joanna,
他们同心一同走，走在主的路上。
That with one heart they are walking on this way together.
我为了这个，我常常感谢我的主。
And for this, I often give thanks to the Lord.
只等到他们在这个情况里，我就比较能放心。
When until they reach this situation, that I feel more relaxed.
感谢主，他们不仅自己走这个路，这些年也在很多青年弟兄姊妹中，在青年聚会里面教导其他的年轻的孩子们。
Thank the Lord, not only they themselves are walking on this way in these years, they also teach other youth and young people on walking in this way.
这真是神极大极大的恩典。
This is the great grace of God.
好，那么所以。为着儿女的祷告非常重要。
So the prayer for your children is very important.
我从他们中学开始的时候呢，才养成一个习惯，每天都为他们祷告。
So from the time when they were junior high and high school, I pray for them daily.
啊，所以他们一有什么事情，都打电话告诉我们，为他们祷告。
So when they have any event, anything happen with them, they will all always call me in so I can pray for them.
啊，我感谢主，后来 Carrie 也是加入啊。
And so I thank the Lord, and Carrie also joined us.
Carrie 一碰见任何事情的时候呢，马上就 email 给我跟姊妹，要为我祷告，明天要考试的。
And there's anything happened, Carrie would email my wife or I and told us to pray for her exam or there's an exam the next day.
啊，所以为儿女。祷告是非常重要的一件事情。
Praying for your children is very important.
当然还有一件事情重要，刚才我姊妹已经提到一点了。
Another thing that's very important, my wife mentioned earlier.
要和孩子们建立起啊，这个 communication 啊，就是通话。
To establish good communication with your children.
要能建立到一个地步，真是无所不谈。
And to the point that you can talk about anything.
如果你家的孩子长大了
，If your children grow up，
他现在很多话不跟你讲了
，They won't tell you a lot of things。
他只能跟他的朋友讲了
，They can only tell their friends。
这个就有危机了
，There would be hidden danger。
哎呦，我看有好多父母，这个心里焦虑的不得了啊
！I see a lot of parents they are anxious within。
儿女回来问他什么，他都不讲的。
Because when the children come home, you ask them anything, they won't tell you anything。
这个做父母的需要跑去找他的朋友。
And so these parents will go and look for their friends.
要从别人那里才能够得到孩子的消息。
And they will find information about their own kids from other people.
我们知道这个就是中间发生的问题。
And we know there is some problem within.
所以你跟在教养孩子的过程中
，the process of teaching and raising your children，
跟这个孩子之间这个沟通啊
，the communication between you and your children，
要非常的注意。
You must pay a lot of attention.
啊，你要养成这个好的。这个习惯。
Cultivate this good habit.
如果他什么事都能跟你讲。
If they can tell you about everything.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个难处就会减到最低。
And the difficulties can be lowered.
我感谢主啊。
I thank the Lord.
像我们两个孩子跟我们之间呢，什么话都讲。
Two children will talk to us about anything.
啊，偷偷的告诉你们了。
I'll secretly tell you.
有时候啊。他一年赚了多少钱他都告诉我。
Sometimes they even tell us how much they make every year.
因为有的孩子们不讲的。
Some children won't tell.
我的孩子连这个都讲。
And my children will tell me even
that. 所以我们一直维持在这个能够完全畅通的一种的沟通情形。
And so we have maintained a good communication channel.
所以这是非常非常重要的一件事。
And that's very important.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我想我们呢实在算不得什么。
I think we really count for nothing.
我跟我的姊妹两个，我们根本也不懂得怎么样教养儿女。
My wife and I, we don't know how to teach and raise our children.
靠着主的恩典。
It's by the grace of the Lord.
按着神的话。
And it's by the word of the Lord.
得到一点简单的原则。
And some simple principles.
我们就照这样的情况教养我们的孩子。
And according to that, we teach and raise our children.
我们只能说是主的恩典是大的。
And we can only say that the grace of the Lord is great.
使徒保罗告诉我们。
Apostle Paul told us.
夸口的当指着主夸口。
If you're going to boast to the Lord.
我们只能夸我们自己的软弱。
We can only boast of our own weakness.
所以主一路带领我们到今天。
The Lord has brought us till today.
当然主还没回来。
Of course, the Lord hasn't returned
yet. 前面的路还有什么不知道。
And we don't know what's waiting for us ahead.
但是我们相信神的恩典是够用的。
But I believe the grace of God is sufficient.
我们记得大卫的见证。
Remember the testimony of David.
大卫起意为耶和华建造圣殿的时候。
And David, when he had the heart to build a temple for God.
那个时候神对他说了一句话。
At that time, God spoke this to him.
你既然全心为着我的家。
And since you have a heart for my house.
我就世世代代照顾你的孩子家。
And, I will take care of your house, generations to come.
所以大卫家后代出现的一些子孙有的是很不好的。
And so in the house and descendants of David, even though there are some very bad ones.
圣经说。
But the Bible says.
耶和华神纪念大卫。
The Lord God remembers David.
所以人叫他的孩子坐在宝座上。
And so he places his children on the throne.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and
sisters. 如果我们全心为着神的家。
If we have our whole heart for the house of God.
照顾我们的家。
Then God will take care of our house.
那么所以约书亚说。
Joshua said.
至于我和我家我们必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
我想。因为弟兄们这样的安排了，我们也勉为其难的把 自己的家庭的生活见证给弟兄姊妹做简单的交通。
Since our brother requested, so we, even though it's difficult, we share and lay our family before you and share with you.
我们相互勉励。
We encourage each other.
愿主也建立每个弟兄姊妹的家庭。
May the Lord establish each of your household.
愿主因你们的家庭得荣耀。
May the Lord be glorified because of your house.
我们请低头在地祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you with our hearts.
你在暗中，在明处给我们许多宝贵的带领。
In darkness or in bright places, you have given us much guidance.
我们和我们的家实在算不得什么。
We and our household do not count for anything.
感谢你有拣选的恩典。
Thank you for your grace of choice.
你不仅拯救我们脱离仇敌的手。
For your selection, you not only save us from our enemy.
你也看顾你所拣选的家庭。
You also take care and look after the families that you have chosen.
主啊，我们求你给我们有敬畏的心。
Lord, we ask you that for the fear of the Lord.
让我们知道你建立我们的家庭是为着你的荣耀。
So we know that to establish our family is for your glory.
为着你自己的心意。
It's for your heart.
愿做父母的和孩子都蒙恩在你的跟前。
May both parents and children have grace, find grace.
给我们智慧。
Give us wisdom.
给我们亮光。
Give us light.
叫我们知道怎样好好管理自己的家。
So we know how to govern our household.
特别今天在这个末后的世代。
Especially nowadays in the last days.
仇敌在婚姻的事情上。
The enemy oftentimes
在家庭的事上。
Upon family, upon marriage.
做了多少的破坏。
Have done much work of destruction.
多少羞辱你名的事情。
And things that would bring shame to your name.
愿我们的家蒙保守。
May our families be kept.
让我们能像约书亚一样说。
May we be like Joshua and say.
至于我和我家。
As for me and my house.
我们必定侍奉我们的主。
We will serve our Lord.
主啊，还有不多的日子，你就要回来了。
Lord, for not many days left that you will return.
愿你有保守的恩典。
May you have grace of keeping us.
让我们的弟兄姊妹越来越爱主。
May brothers and sisters love the Lord day by more day by day.
让我们的儿女们能在这个美好的环境中有美好的成长。
May our children can grow up in this environment in a good way.
我们谢谢你下午与我们众人同在。
We thank you for your presence this afternoon.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.